president says he's just getting started. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
You know, Tuesday was a good day for America, a good day for democracy, and it was a strong night for Democrats.
At a Democratic National Committee event this afternoon, calling the midterm results extraordinary, saying the American people overwhelmingly support his agenda. Though he also says they want both parties to work together. In a written statement earlier today, he said he will oppose any effort to undo his agenda after lower inflation than expected in October, up 7.7% year over year. That is still near a 40-year high. But it raised hopes on Wall Street the Fed could tap the brakes on rate hikes, the Dow up more than 1,200 points. Today, Arizona's Republican candidate for governor, Carrie Lake, still expects to win.
I'm hoping that the propagandists out there and the fake news don't try to call it, because we need to wait until this big tranche of numbers is released in the coming days.
She and Secretary of State Katie Hobbs in one of several races that remain too close to call, also including the Arizona Senate race and Senate and governor's races in Nevada. An NFL team is accused of violating consumers' rights by hiding what it knew about workplace misconduct. D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine announcing the findings of his own investigation and a civil lawsuit against the Washington Commanders and owner Dan Snyder.
He directed his employees to create voyeuristic videos of partially clad cheerleaders from footage that the cheerleaders had no idea even existed.
His lawsuit also names the NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell. There are multiple ongoing investigations of Snyder and the team. In a statement to ESPN, the Commanders' counsel says the owners have apologized many times for an unacceptable workplace culture, but that the lawsuit repeats half-truths and lies, and they welcome the chance to defend the organization in court. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
It's not the mass devastation of Hurricane Ian, but Tropical Storm Nicole is still leaving a trail across Florida after coming ashore as a rare November hurricane early today near Vero Beach along Florida's Atlantic coast. The storm surge doing damage in the Daytona Beach area.
It is creating sinkholes. Wow, as the water comes in, creating sinkholes on the famous boardwalk here in Daytona Beach. Literally, steel and concrete crushed and crumbled by the energy and power of this storm.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray, multiple homes collapsing in that area, beachfront properties left vulnerable by Ian, Nicole knocking out power to more than 300,000 on its way across the state to the Gulf of Mexico. President Biden plans to have his first in-person meeting with China's President Xi on the sidelines of the G20 summit next week in Indonesia, amid growing concerns about a possible invasion of Taiwan.
The U.S. Navy's top admiral recently warned China could launch an invasion of Taiwan within months, words echoed a few days ago by Taiwan's president. Some Republican lawmakers, like Congressman Mike Gallagher, want to see the Biden administration deploy short and intermediate range missiles to protect Taiwan and ward off any potential invasion. The head of the U.S. military's nuclear arsenal recently warned China is quickly modernizing its own nuclear forces. It will have 1,000 nuclear warheads by the end of the decade, and the U.S. is falling behind. Now, David Ignatius reports that Chinese President Xi is convinced our two nations are heading towards war.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. The White House says Taiwan will come up at the president's meeting. A jury just awarding Oscar-winning filmmaker Paul Haggis, ordering him, I should say, to pay at least $7.5 million to a woman accusing him of rape in a Me Too era case. Haggis, best known for writing Oscar winners Million Dollar Baby and Crash, his accuser, a publicist, who met him while working at movie premieres. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.